The title of my message today is God's Holy Fire. God's Holy Fire. I believe God wants to have fellowship with us as his people. He loves our fellowship. He wants to have sweet fellowship with us. I think of the story in Genesis where it says God walked in the cool of the day with Adam. And we know Abraham was called what? A friend of God. And Moses, he took him onto the mount. And he came down in the glory cloud, and Moses spent time in the presence of God. When they had the tabernacle, Moses and Joshua would go into the tabernacle and have sweet fellowship with God in his very presence. All throughout Scripture, Isaiah saw him high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. I think of Jesus taking James, John, and Peter up to the Mount of Transfiguration and seeing Jesus and Elijah and Moses and Jesus glorified because he wanted to have what? Sweet fellowship with his people. Amen? And guess what? God wants to have sweet fellowship with you and with me. And I think he did in our worship today. We were entered into the presence of God where we spent sweet time in the presence of God. Amen? And so God desires that for us, to have sweet fellowship with us. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 3, starting at verse 11. This is John the Baptist speaking. I will baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The Bible depicts the Holy Spirit in many ways. Sometimes he's seen as a wind blowing. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's seen as water bubbling up within us to overflow. And sometimes he's depicted as fire. And here in Matthew, I think what he's pointing to here is a certain type of fire. We're going to talk about three types of God's holy fire. But the purpose of it is so that we can have sweet, we can be pure and holy before God, so that we can enter into his presence and have sweet fellowship with the Father. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4, who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Does anybody here like having fellowship with God? Do you like the sweetness of his presence? Amen. And guess what? He desires you to come in. But we can only come in when we have what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Amen? So there are three characteristics of God's holy fire that will prepare us for sweet fellowship with him that I want to speak with you today. The first one is God's holy fire is a judging fire. And that's not a good fire. And I was real hesitant. I mean, you know, you pray and you develop a message and God gives you something. You say, Lord, that's kind of hard. But then when we opened in prayer today, our brother Reed opened us and he was looking at Psalm 72 saying, judge your people righteously, Lord. Judge your people. That was the prayer of the king. Judge your people righteously. And God, aren't you glad you could, you know, people, I don't want to be judged. Don't judge me. Who are you to judge me? Aren't you glad God is a just judge? Amen? So when God looks at us and he shows us our sins and he shows us things that aren't right that need to get made right, we don't rebel against God. So who are you, God, to judge? Well, you're God. You can say anything you want to do. Amen? And I'm glad that you judge me righteously, Lord God. The word here, Matthew 3, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, speaks of a judging fire. It's the same word used many times in Scripture for the fires of hell. The fire of the Holy Spirit shows us our sins. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11, when he comes, speaking of the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. in regard to sin because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment because the prince of this world now stands condemned. And so this Holy Spirit fire judges us and we're found in need. Anybody ever come before God and you say, God, I'm found in need. I need you to work in my life, God. I got a wrong attitude, God. I'm not acting right toward my wife, God. I've been too loud with my kids, God. Whatever it may be. I come before you, Lord. You show me. You judge me. And you show me where I have need. Many people won't come to Christ because they always feel they're not ready yet. There's just too much sin in their lives for God to accept them. You know anybody like that? In some ways, it's good that they feel unworthy to come into the presence of God. It's God showing them who they are, where they're at, and what they're like. But he's not saying, I'm going to hit you between the eyes with a 2x4. He's not saying, I'm here to chase your ways. I'm not judging you to hell. He's here to say, come to me, amen, and change your heart. Accept my forgiveness through my son, Jesus Christ, so you can be free from your sin. Jesus himself told us in John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Amen. The Lord tells us in Isaiah 1, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they shall be as wool. God is always calling us to himself to show us where we're at and show us our need for him. Amen. That is three aspects of this Holy Spirit fire. We're just talking about the judging fire right now. It gets better. Don't worry about it. But the Holy Spirit does judge us. He shows us where we're wrong. And we need to say, you're right, God, and I'm... Isn't that what confession is? The Bible says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And confession simply is, you're right, God, and I'm wrong. A lot of times we don't like admitting that, do we? I'm getting like a... Could you just lower that just a little bit, brother? I don't want to blow your ears out. And I got a big mouth without a mic. Amen. But do you hear what I'm saying? God wants to show us so that we can respond in faith to God and say, yeah, God, you're right. So deal with me, God. I want to change, God. I need to change my attitude. I need to change what I'm doing. I need to change where I'm going. I need to change the way I'm acting, God. I want a sweet fellowship with you. And the way I'm acting, I don't even want to see you, God, because I don't want you to see me the way I am right now. Maybe it's just a preacher that gets like that. Maybe none of you get like that. I'll ask your wife, man. They tell the truth. You hear what I'm saying today? God wants to have sweet fellowship with us. But we have to be right with God, amen? And he's faithful to show us where we're messing up so that we can get right, so we can come back into sweet fellowship with him. People think coming to God is going to be a burden for them and they can't handle, so they stay away from God. The good news is that his burden is light compared to the beast of burden that sin has weighed us down with so often. Sometimes we need the Holy Spirit fire to judge us before we'll admit that we're sinners. How many know we can rationalize things that we do? But you don't understand, God. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what he said to me. You don't know what I'm going through. Well, God does know what you're going through, and he's here to help. But sometimes we rationalize what we do instead of calling it sin. And the Holy Spirit will judge us and say, no, that's sin. And you need to call it what it is and deal with it. Jesus said, if your hand causes you to sin, what? Cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. What? Deal with it. Don't let it linger or it will grow and it could destroy you. So I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit is faithful. And he'll judge me when I'm in sin. And he'll show me my sin, amen? So that he does that not to beat me up. He does that so that I'll respond in faith and then he can cleanse me of all my sins. We're talking about the God's holy fire. Sometimes that holy fire will judge us. And I'm thankful for that, to be honest. The judgment that comes by the holy fire of God is the conviction of our sins. Our role as Christians, disciples of Christ, is to go tell people the good news that God is showing them where they are so they can turn to Him and He'll lift the burden that they can't bear. God provides forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're afraid to point out people's sins because we don't want to get involved. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to judge anybody. Sometimes you, as the Christian who carry the Holy Spirit, need to speak to people so they see that what they're doing is sin, but then show them the way out. You're not there to condemn them. You're there to convict them by the Holy Spirit, but then to bring Christ to bear so they could be forgiveness of their sins. We're in a world where it don't get in my business. Well, I'm sorry. If you're dying and going to hell, I'm going to get in your business because I'd rather you be mad at me than you die and go to hell. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sometimes our family's the hardest people to talk to. I don't want them to think I'm a Jesus freak. I don't want them to think I'm a religious fanatic. They think I'm crazy already. I'm not going to say nothing to them. Sometimes we're more worried about our own reputation than we are their eternal state. I'm more worried about what people are going to think of me than I am where they're going to spend eternity. And you know what? I got to be more worried about their eternity than what they think of me. Amen? And believe me, when you do talk to people, usually they're happy you did. You think they're going to think I'm this hot mess, whatever, but then you start talking to me, they're like, oh, I'm glad you talked to me. I was praying to God, I was asking, you hear what I'm saying? Anybody ever go through that beside me? They're glad you came and talked to them because God was dealing with their heart already before He sent you to them. The holy fire of God's a judging fire. And it's also true for us Christians. We desire sweet fellowship with God. He wants us pure before Him. So He'll show us the sins in our lives, the attitudes of our hearts, the thoughts of our minds that are displeasing to Him. Then He'll purge us of these things by the power of the Holy Spirit. He'll burn away the impurities and make us holy to come into the presence of a holy God. The holy fire of God is a judging fire. The second characteristic, not only is it a judging fire, but it's a purifying fire. Amen? How many of you know fire purifies things? You can burn up a lot of stuff in a nice hot fire. Amen? God's Holy Spirit judges us, but we aren't left in that condition of guilt and shame. That's not where He leads us. He shows us and judges us of our sins, but then He purifies us to make us holy so we can come into the presence of a holy God. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 6, if you will. Isaiah chapter 6, starting at verse 1. If you have your iPhone Bible or your, I call it the tree version, and some people have the E version, the electronic version. I still got the tree version. Isaiah chapter 6, starting at verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their eyes, with two they covered their feet, with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Hallelujah. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, And I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Hallelujah. Isaiah had this vision of God, and when he came into the presence of a holy God, he realized his own sinfulness. We should all recognize how short we are compared to how holy God is. Amen? You don't have to be a spiritual giant to have sweet fellowship with God. You just need to have a heart that's open and honest and laid bare before Him. Just be real with God. We try to hide things from God. It's like, how are you going to hide from God? You can go to the depths, I'll be there. You can go to the mountain, I'll be there. No matter where you go, I'm there. So don't hide it, just be real with God. He wants to help you. He wants to forgive us. He wants to make us holy. He wants to work in our hearts and our lives and have sweet fellowship with us. He loves us, amen? So let's get real with God. This is where I'm at, God. This is sin I'm struggling with, Lord. This is my rotten attitude, Lord. This is who I am, God, amen? And the fire of the Holy Spirit of God will come and purify us and bring us back into fellowship with Him. That's good news for a generation that's lost its way and feels so far from God. It's good news for Christians who have not yielded to the refiner's fire and feel far from their God. We won't turn there, but if you read Jeremiah chapter 6, it talks about the refiner's fire. There was a singer, Steve Green. He sang that song, "The Refiner's Fire." Amen? Let that refiner's fire burn, God. All the chaff, all the things that are not right, all my uncleanness, all my attitudes. Lord, let I yield to the refiner's fire, God. Have your way. Burn it all up. Anything that's not pleasing to you, just burn it up, God. I want to come into your presence and have sweet fellowship, but I need clean hands and a pure heart. Amen? I'm not saying everybody's a sinner. Or, you know, you go out sinning every day, but we all have things in our lives. We all let things get to us. You hear what I'm saying? God wants to have fellowship with you today. He loves you so much. We embrace the refiner's fire and allow God to purge us and purify our lives for intimate fellowship with Him. Nobody can erase their past, clean up their act, make up for all they messed up. We just need to come to God through Christ with a sincere heart. He'll show us our sin, He'll purify us, and He'll bring us back into fellowship with Him. And that's true with all your family members, all your friends, all your co-workers. How many here were lost at one time, or you were born saved? How many were born saved? Anybody? Born saved? You hear what I'm saying? We're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by His grace. Amen? So we need to know, hey, sometimes we get so clean, we don't want to be around dirty people anymore. You'll dirty me up. No. Give me a hug. Amen. I'm in the projects. I'm on the streets. Kids smell like urine. Give me a hug. God loves you. Do you hear me? God loves you. You need to be able to reach people in this world. I think time's short. I think we're at the last days of the end times. And we're just going to have church. We missed the boat. We're doing this skating party for kids in the pride. I'm going in the pride. Just giving them free tickets. Bring your kids. Come to the free skate party. We want to minister to them. We want to bless them. We're going to give them all a toy, and we're going to preach the gospel. Amen? When the fire of God's brought to bear, for those who are arrogant and reject Him, this fire will become a consuming fire. But hallelujah, those who submit to the purifying fire of God will be made righteous and live free from the shackles of sin. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's his job. Amen. He'll convict the world of sin. Why? So that they can see they need a Savior. Amen. What do I need Jesus for if everything's cool? If I'm good, if I'm the best thing since sliced bread, why do I need? No, I'm a worthless sinner. Paul says I'm the worst of sinners. But he showed me mercy so that in me others might know that if God can save me, God can save anybody. Amen? I was a drug dealer for 15 years, a drug addict, a thief, a liar, all these things. But God showed me mercy. And he said, now I snatch you from the fire. You go out there and snatch others from the fire. How many know the mercy of God in your life? You're not saved because you were a good person and God decided, well, that's a good person. Let me bring him into the kingdom. No. We were wretched sinners, all of us. But God's grace and mercy was shown to us. Amen. So that others can see. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your mommy and daddy did. Jesus died on the cross for your sin, and he loves you, and he can save your soul. Amen. He saved me. Tell him your testimony. You don't have to go to Bible college and be a preacher. You got a testimony to tell somebody that Jesus worked in your life, and he can do the same thing for you. But it ain't a testimony unless you testify. You got to run around here, everybody thinking you're so good. You're such a nice person. If you only knew. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's the purifying fire of God. Yes, he wants to judge, but then he wants to purify us and cleanse us. Amen? For sinner and saint alike. I truly believe that one the main reasons people are out in the world sinning is because they're just looking to satisfy basic human needs. They're just trying to survive on the streets. People want a man or a woman for companionship. People want to love and be loved. People don't want to feel rejected. They want to feel accepted. People aren't created to be lonely. They're created to be in fellowship with God and with one another. And people turn to all kinds of things to fulfill basic human needs put in all of us by God. They turn to sex to feel love. They think drugs or alcohol can make them feel good and accepted by the crowd. They look for fulfillment and success, beauty, the pleasures of the world, or materialism. And God says that in reality, all those things apart from God and his ways will keep you from being fulfilled. Come to me and let my holy fire purge you and purify you, and I'll commune with you and you will be satisfied, God says. God's fire is a judging fire. It's a purifying fire. But not only is God's fire a judging fire and a purifying fire, but God's holy fire is an empowering fire. Amen? What did Jesus say in Acts? Wait in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Then you look in chapter 2 of the book of Acts. They were in the upper room. They were all in one accord. And the Holy Spirit came, and it seemed like tongues of fire were on each and every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And that holy fire of God empowered those ordinary people that were in the upper room and made them extraordinary for the glory of God and for the work of his kingdom. Amen? Guess what? Each and every one of us here are just ordinary people. I'm just a kid born in Newark, New Jersey, raised up on the streets. You hear what I'm saying? But God filled me with his Holy Spirit, and now I'm reaching many for Jesus. You're just ordinary people, but filled with the Holy Spirit, empowering fire of God. Hallelujah. You can transform your world for the glory of God. Amen? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God can empower you to do extraordinary things for his glory? As ordinary as you think you are? I mean, look, Peter, the denied Jesus three times. He got filled with the Holy Spirit. He preached the message, and 3,000 were added to the church. The other disciples were locked in a room in fear, locked behind the door. Jesus had to get through the wall to go see them. They were fearful that they were going to be next. The Holy Spirit came upon them. They went out with signs and wonders, and they turned their world right side up. Amen. And God's not done yet. God still has a holy fire that he has for us. He'll judge us of our sin, and it'll purify us, and he'll empower us so we can be used for his glory to reach this lost and dying world. Amen? Do you believe that today? The Apostle Paul was a murderer and a persecutor of Christians. A murderer! How many want to hire your pastor? Pastor Barnes isn't here. I'm not talking about it. He's not a murderer. He's a good man. But a guy comes to be your pastor. And he says, you know, God called me to be your pastor. And, oh, what did you? Well, I used to be a murderer. And I went around putting Christians in jail and killing them and bringing them to the authorities so they can be. Oh, yeah, we want to hire you. But when the Holy Spirit came upon him, God transformed his life. And he went around saving souls and planting churches from city to city to city. Amen? You see what God can do through someone? When this holy fire of God comes in and purges you and purifies you and empowers you? Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I need more of your Spirit, God. Amen? I don't want to just be an ordinary person. I want to be a man and woman of God filled with the fire of God. Like Jeremiah just burnt up, bent up in his bones. He couldn't help but tell of the goodness of God. It just was so, the fire of God was burning in his belly. Amen? That's the kind of fire I long for. How about you? How about you? Do you want to be empowered to be used by God and carry out his plan of redemption for a lost and dying world? See, Jesus doesn't just want to have sweet fellowship with us, but he also wants to empower us to leave his presence and reach those who have lost their ways. How many know people that are lost? Anybody here know somebody that's not going to heaven right now? Anybody work in a secular job? Anybody have family members? Anybody? You hear what I'm saying? Well, how are they going to know if you don't tell them? Lord, I need the fire of God. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And I believe God has laid before us today. I'm going to ask the worship leader if you'll come back. We're going to have a time of prayer. Is that okay? I really almost felt when we were having worship before, it was so sweet to just have an altar call and let people come and spend time in the presence of God. God wants to have sweet fellowship with you today. Do you have time to have some fellowship with God today? Amen. He wants that sweet. Maybe he needs to show us some things in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, in our attitudes. Lord, let that holy fire God judge me. I'm okay. I know you're a just God. You're not judging me to hell. You're judging me. You're just showing me what I need to change so I can be more like you. And then let the holy fire God purify me, Lord. Just purify me. All my bad attitudes, all my bad thoughts, all my bad actions, all my anger and bitterness and whatever it may be, ignoring people that I know need you. I walk by people every day that are lost and dying, going to hell, but I'm so busy with my life, they don't have any time for anybody else. Purify me of these busyness that the enemy tries to keep me so busy, I have no time for you or your work. A thought came to me, so I'm just going to say it. I know, how many people work hard? Mm-hmm. How many people are busy? Mm-hmm. There's a Bible study on Wednesday nights, and there were about 6 people here. I don't know how you can get by on 1 meal a week, but I know I'm hungry for the Word of God. And it's not just because I taught it Wednesday night. I'll be here. This Wednesday, there's no Bible study because of Thanksgiving. You stay home and do all your cooking and bake all your cakes and pies. And but the following Wednesday, I'll be here. And then the following Wednesday, Pastor Barnes will be back. But there's Bible studies. So you should come and dig into the Word. Study the Word and show yourselves approved unto God. Amen? I don't know if it's a new thing Wednesday night here or not, but are you hungry for God and His Word? Don't be so busy that you push it out. That's all I'm saying. Amen? And Lord, I want your holy fire to empower me, God. God's laying before us today a holy fire. He's desiring sweet fellowship with us. And I'm asking you to come to this altar and yield yourself to His holy fire. Allow His fire to judge us today. Allow His holy fire to purify us today. Allow His holy fire to empower us today. Lord, we want to enter into your presence in sweet fellowship, God. If that's you today, just want everybody to stand, if you will. And if you want to spend a little time with God, I'm inviting you to come to this altar. I'm not going to pray over you and pray on you. And I want you to spend time with the Father in His presence. Saying, God, here I am. This is just who I am. I'm coming. Just as, even as Billy Graham used to say, just as I am, without one plea. If you want God to do something in your life, come to this altar today. I'm just coming, God, just the way I am. If there's anything you need to show me, show me. If there's anything I need to be purified of, purify me. But if nothing else, I want to be empowered afresh and anew by the Holy Spirit of God. I want a fire burning in my belly that I can't help but to share your goodness with somebody else, God. Just come to this altar today. Respond to God's word. Today, if you hear His word, do not harden your heart. As Isaiah would say, come. Come and let God do something in your life. Let God empower you. Anybody feel any power today? A fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit today? God, I know I do. I know I do, Lord. I yield to your holy fire, Father. Whatever you want to do in me, I yield, Lord God.